Warning. The SCP Foundation database is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained.
Item number SCP-6326. Object class Euclid. Special containment procedures. SCP-6326 is currently located in Zone 6326, a cordoned-off area of woodland near the town of Ader, Washington. Zone 6326 is known to the public as a wildlife reserve for an endangered species of mushroom, and is to be monitored by surveillance equipment and daily patrol of the perimeter. SCP-6326's habitat is to be monitored for the presence of other animals, particularly fish, deer, elk, and moose, with populations of the aforementioned animals kept at normal levels as to be natural food sources for SCP-6326. Attempts by civilians of Ader to access the area are to be handled by local law enforcement. Online disinformation methods include obviously fraudulent reports of sightings, poorly edited photos claiming to depict SCP-6326, and pages debunking the existence of the anomaly. Residents of Ader are permitted to believe in the fictionalized version of SCP-6326 as a cryptid. Agent Ira Watts is currently undercover in Ader in order to gather information from residents about SCP-6326. Description. SCP-6326 is a hexapedal mammal that resembles a combination of a human man and a grizzly bear, colloquially known by locals as the man bear. SCP-6326 is often described as having a centaur-like build, with the upper torso, front legs, and head of a bear attached to the shoulders of a white male human body. SCP-6326 moves primarily by crawling on its humanoid hands and feet, but has been observed running bipedally on occasion. It displays similar behavior to non-anomalous bears, subsisting on a diet of fish, scavenged or hunted game animals, and vegetation, and hibernates during winter months. Its humanoid body differs from a non-anomalous human in the following respects: thicker epidermis, with higher resistance to extreme temperatures; coarser body hair; slightly larger body proportions; denser bones; thicker and harder fingernails; denser muscle mass; and various differences in sizes of internal organs. Despite its possession of a partially humanoid body, SCP-6326 displays a level of intelligence no higher than non-anomalous bears. While it uses its humanoid hands for hunting and other means of survival, SCP-6326 does not appear to have the capacity to make or use tools. SCP-6326 regularly patrols a route considered to be the edge of its territory. Upon attempts to remove SCP-6326 from this area, SCP-6326 will vanish and reappear at a random location within the territory. It is noted that removal from the area is upsetting to SCP-6326, and upon reappearance it will become extremely aggressive. While aggravated, SCP-6326 has been observed punching and kicking objects with its humanoid limbs. History. SCP-6326 came to the attention of the Foundation after a photo of the anomaly began circulating throughout online cryptozoological forums. All occurrences of the photo were deleted, as were other pieces of credible evidence. The town of Ader, nearby SCP-6326's territory, has developed a deeply integrated local culture surrounding the anomaly, with themed businesses, clubs, public artwork, and a small but not insignificant tourism industry. Considering the success of Foundation disinformation, very few residents or visitors of the town sincerely believe SCP-6326 exists, treating it instead as a local legend. Log taken from telephone call between Agent Ira Watts and Dr. Margaret Gazer. Begin log.
Hey.
Afternoon, Ira. How are you feeling?
Fine. Somebody made a mistake with this paperwork. I got a briefing packet for an undercover job in some backwater cryptid fan club. I think this was supposed to go to somebody else.
SCP-6326?
Yeah, the, man-bear thing.
No, that's for you.
What?
That's your next assignment. We're glad to have you back.
This can't be my assignment. I am way overqualified for this.
Maybe once you've had more time to heal, we can look into getting you something less slow.
Look, I can do task force work fine with one arm.
And one eye?
Yeah, and one eye. I'm not going from Lambda 5 to this horse shit.
Come on, kid. It's not that bad.
Not that bad? Have you seen the cover story they gave me? Who came up with this?
You're going to have to do it, Ira.
This is fucking insulting.
End log. Addendum 1. Undercover Operation. Agent Watts has been embedded in Ader's largest Man-Bear social club in order to glean information about the origins of SCP-6326. Multiple club members, designated POIs 6326-1 through 4, Harold Berlin-Tanchin, Hunter Smith, Shaney Meyer White, and Carol Vaughn, respectively, are confirmed to have seen SCP-6326. The following log was taken during a bi-monthly club meeting and recorded via camcorder. Begin log.
If everybody wants to have a seat, we'll get the meeting started. It's a special meeting today, because we have a new member in our ranks. Why don't you stand up and introduce yourself?
No.
Okay. If everyone
Wait. Fine. Hi. I'm Keaton Ramsey, and I'm here doing preliminary research for my amateur art house documentary that I'm making because I am a film student.
Oh, sounds very interesting. Everybody, give him a round of applause. Now, we have some news to go over.
Majority of meeting consists of discussion of various false theories and fabricated sightings. Extraneous information has been expunged for brevity.
Don't forget to talk to Keaton about your interview.
I actually only need interviews from a couple
Everybody gets to be in the movie.
Okay.
Our next meeting will be on the 16th, and it's going to be a big one. Howard is going to be there, and he says he has some spicy new evidence.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, Howard.
Excuse me.
Keaton, question?
Yeah, is that guy in the picture Howard?
It sure is. Taken at our annual barbecue last year.
And that's a wizard hat that he's wearing.
Yep. He practically never takes it off.
Awesome. Cool. Great.
End log. Message from Agent Ira Watts to Dr. Margaret Gazer.
Dr. Gazer, I am requesting an assignment transfer. I do not believe that I am an appropriate fit for this assignment. My skill set does not align with the responsibilities required of me here, and I strongly feel that this anomaly would be better served by someone with more experience with civilians. Thank you for your consideration.
Response from Dr. Gazer.
Ira, your request is denied. Due to the nature of your injury and how you acquired it, you are not cleared for advanced threat missions for at least several years. I understand your frustration, but this is the closest thing to fieldwork I could get for you. Unless you want a desk job, you're stuck with the man there.
Response from Agent Watts.
Fuck you, and I hate this.
Addendum 2. Interviews. POI 6326-4. Carol Vaughn, age 42. Saw SCP-6326 while in the area painting a watercolor landscape. Sketched SCP-6326 in a small notebook. Sighting verified as true. Begin log.
So you drew the man bear?
Yes. I've drawn lots of pictures of the man bear. It sticks in your mind. But the first time, I was out painting and it wandered into my field of view. It's really a majestic thing. Have you seen it?
Nope. Do you have a copy of that drawing?
I have a picture of it on my phone. But the original is in a frame down at Cherry's. That's a gift shop in town. They bought it off me for $50.
Can I see the picture?
Of course. Let me find it.
And you're positive that you saw the real thing. How do you know it wasn't just a regular bear?
Oh, it had human anatomy. Of a man. I made sure to capture that in the drawing.
Oh my god, yes you did.
Yeah, it makes some folks uncomfy. But accuracy is very important to me.
You know what? I know a lot of people who also really love accuracy. Let me get a closer shot of that.
End log. POI 6326-3. Shaney Meyer White, age 19. Documented the aftermath of SCP-6326's aggression following its removal and reappearance in its area. Took multiple photos of damage to trees and shrubs, humanoid handprints, fingernail scratches, and bear paw prints. All photos were later destroyed by Foundation cybersecurity personnel. Begin log.
Tell me about your experience with the man bear.
I didn't see it, but I got a shit ton of pictures of its tracks. It went berserk and shredded a bunch of trees for some reason.
Those must be some wild pictures.
Don't have them anymore. Hard drive crashed out of nowhere, wiped out the whole thing. Mysteriously. Right after I started talking about them.
That sucks.
I'm like 99% sure there's some kind of Men in Black shit going on.
Wow, that would be so crazy.
End log. POI 6326-2. Hunter Smith, age 31. Club president. Saw SCP-6326 while walking his dog. Sighting verified as true. Dog reacts aggressively to images of bears. Begin log.
You know, I'm just so happy you decided to make your movie about us. It's a real honor.
Sure, yeah. So, you saw the man bear, right?
Yep.
And?
Oh, I saw it.
Nothing else to say about it?
Well, now Cooper is afraid of bears.
Aren't dogs normally pretty afraid of bears?
Yeah, but he's also afraid of naked men now, too.
End log. POI 6326-1. Howard Berlin Tanchin, age 86. POI-6326-1 spent several years taking regular camping trips in the area surrounding SCP-6326's territory in attempt to gather more evidence of its existence. All gathered print casts, drawings, and fur samples have been successfully branded as hoaxes by Foundation disinformation efforts. Several samples have been destroyed or vandalized as well. Begin log.
I gotta know what the hat is for.
It's to remind myself of my roots, that everybody thinks I'm a crazy man. I might as well look the part.
And a tinfoil hat wasn't doing it for you?
It irritated my scalp.
Of course it did.
I was the biggest manbologist of them all, until they found those mushrooms. But I love a good mushroom, so I'll stay away if it helps our Mother Earth.
Back up. Did you say manbologist?
Manbology. Study of the man bear.
Right. And you found all kinds of footprints and handprints and stuff.
All kinds.
How do you know it wasn't just a hoax? Kids going out to the woods to plant tracks and trick people?
Because the world is weirder than that, young Mr. Ramsey. Plenty of strange and magical things out there, if you know where to look.
I'll take your word for it.
You'll learn when you're older.
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
Are you going to the next meeting? I've got some real interesting stuff to show.
What kind of stuff?
Let's just say my granddaughter figured out how to get pictures off my camera telephone.
Interesting.
End log. Interviews with other club members. Begin log.
Did you say it was inside your house?
Yes. It was eating my trash with its little human hands.
Did it look anything like a raccoon?
It can change its shape.
It can change its shape.
And my psychic says that dreams can predict the future, so I pay attention and I write it all down. Last night, I had a dream that I was playing this video game, and the man bear was there. He was in the video game. But also, the video game was a game of my stepdad's house, and the man bear was my stepdad. I haven't figured out what it means yet.
I need to interview other people at some point.
Anyway, the most important dream I had was actually a few months back, when I...
And then it ran off into the woods. It was too big to be a regular bear.
And it couldn't have been a moose?
I don't know. Maybe. Okay, can I ask you a question now?
Is it about my arm?
No.
Is it about my eye? Because no, you cannot.
Like, don't you ever wonder if he's ripped?
Are we still talking about the human-bear hybrid monster in the woods?
Yeah, he lives in the woods and hunts with his bare hands. Don't you think he'd be jacked?
I guess.
And they say he's bigger than normal people.
Hoping this isn't going where I think it's going.
What I'm saying is that I bet he's hung.
I hate it here.
End log. Log taken from a video conference between Agent Watts and Dr. Gazer. Begin log.
Nice to hear from you, Watts. Excited for that new intel. You sounded very enthusiastic over the phone.
Oh, I'm very enthusiastic.
What are you wearing?
It's called merch, Gazer. Look it up.
Why are you wearing Man Bear merch?
Because I'm undercover. It's what Keaton Ramsey, documentary film student, would do. I'm all in now. Number one Man Bear fanboy. That's me.
Oh, I see. You're being shitty on purpose.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What is that hat made out of?
Papier-mâché, obviously.
Okay. I'm ignoring all this. What did that POI have? Anything interesting?
It's all extremely interesting if you're a real fan. Did you know it was once seen flying over Ader on Christmas Eve?
Maybe you should come back when you're feeling less childish.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm being so sincere right now. I'm taking my job very seriously. Do you see my hat? Only a serious man would be wearing all this. I have traversed splinter realities and fought subdimensional monsters with my bare hands, and this is essentially the same, and not at all, a waste of my abilities.
Just tell me what you found out from the old man.
He's got really hard evidence that the man-bear was sent to Earth by aliens. A very grainy picture on a flip phone from 2005.
Is it credible? Is it actually aliens?
Totally. Why would I have any reason to doubt the world's leading man-bologist? See for yourself.
This is clearly a picture of something being thrown out of a helicopter.
Yeah, I know it's a fucking helicopter!
Watts, you better cut the attitude or I'm gonna have to write you up for insubordination.
You wouldn't.
Only because I'm genuinely worried you might be having a mental break.
End log. Addendum 3. Informational leak. The following log, a conversation with POI-6326-3, was taken from audio recorded by Agent Watts' lapel microphone, likely unknowingly. Begin log.
Hey. Hey, Keaton.
What do you want? I'm going home.
You're not really a film student, are you?
I'm totally a film student.
You don't look like one.
And you look big for a 12-year-old.
I'm 19.
Don't you have homework to do or something?
Are you a man in black?
Are you asking me if I'm an alien hunter from the Will Smith movie?
You know what I mean.
No, I'm not an alien hunter from the Will Smith movie.
What happened to your face?
Classified information expunged. End log. Note. Following breach of protocol, Agent Watts was reprimanded and suspended from duty for 3 weeks. POI-6326-3 was administered amnestics and is no longer considered a security threat. Log taken from telephone call between Dr. Gazer and Agent Watts. Begin log.
Good news, Ira. I spoke with Commander Conley, and he agreed not to have you fired. I'm sure I don't need to tell you that you're on thin ice. I pleaded mental instability following your injury, but that's not going to hold up forever. So you had better be a model of good behavior at your next position. You cannot pull something like this again. That being said, I found a new assignment for you. You'll be getting the details in a couple days. And I better not hear you complaining. Beggars can't be choosers. I'm sure you want to know what we found out about that helicopter photo you found? It's pretty fascinating.
Oh my god, I literally don't even care about the fucking helicopter. Please just tell me my next assignment isn't going to be bullshit, or I actually will lose my mind.
All right. How do you feel about working with children?
How do you feel about my 2 weeks' notice?
End log. End of file. The SCP Foundation database is produced and narrated by Joshua Allen Lindsay. SCP-6326, The Man Bear, was written by Radiger and requested by Patreon patron Abe. The database thanks you for your continued support. The voice of Agent Watts was Romeo Rosales Jr. The voice of Dr. Gazer was Kendra Izzy Murray. The voice of Howard Berlin-Tanchin was Breck Willite. The voice of Hunter Smith was Christian Jasper. The voice of Shaney Meyer White was October Crow. The voice of Carol Vaughn was Brittany Carlton. And the voices of the other club members were Lee Daniel, Joshua Allen Lindsay, and Lisa Hogan. Support for the database is solely provided by our patrons on Patreon. please consider supporting the show at patreon.com/the SCP Foundation database to gain access to exclusive benefits, including bonus content, joke SCPs, merch, the ability to request episodes, and an invite to our private Discord server. If you enjoy the database, consider leaving a rating or review, and stay connected by following any of our social media profiles. Links can be found in the episode description.